Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in Philadelphia. The Giants playing the Eagles before their bye, a weekend off for the Big Blue. Coming up over the next half hour, we'll bring you sights and sounds of the game. We'll have our legacy interview with former Giants linebacker Brian Kelly, plus a whole lot more as we get you set for your bye weekend. But first, let's take a look at the sights and sounds of the Giants and Eagles brought to you by Verizon.
Beautiful day for football. Eagles, Giants. I'm learning real fast, man. They don't like us. We don't really like them.
Let's go, man. I'm gonna get one crack at this. Might as well take advantage of it.
In order to be 10-6, you gotta be 2-6.
That's right.
Let's get that win today and keep going.
First and 10 Eagles from their own 20. Vic on a play fake. He's going to run to his right. He's under pressure. It's sacked by Roll. Back in the 10-yard line. Ball is loose. And let's see. Did Vic fall back on it? Yes, I believe he did.
Hey! Hey! You were laying on that hole with your pillow.
I see it.
You
don't
know. You can get it. You don't know what it was.
Oh, Barkley in the shotgun. Cooper comes around. Barkley's going to keep it. Going to settle. He's under pressure. Being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. And did the Giants get it? Inbounds, Jaquan Williams. Did he recover it? They're saying Giant ball.
Elbow down.
Ben, but don't
elbow break,
baby.
Down.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I told you I'm coming for you.
That's huge,
I'm coming for you.
That's huge, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's huge, boy.
Yeah.
I'm
talking about, boy.
Yeah.
Hey. I like that SC on SC prime.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
I was too tired to get the fight on.
Barkley takes the snap. Has time. Pumps. Looks. Deep ball down the right sideline for DeSean Jackson. Intercepted by Will Hill at the Giants 39. It came from his free safety spot and got the pick. And the New York Giants go to the bye with a 15-7 win over the Eagles.
You know, that's all we can do. We're doing good, man. Give me that. Stay healthy. Keep them boys in line. Keep leading.
Outstanding win. Coming down here in the division and winning. Congratulations. Defense played super. We got field position today. We pushed them back. Nice job, Steve, pushing them back there. Good job with that. We did what we had to do. Man, obviously, we would like these things to be touchdowns and not field goals, but the win is the key thing. Win the game.
Win the game.
Two and oh, baby. Let's have a team now. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Well, the Giants and Eagles have had a long-standing rivalry, that battle of I-95. Brian Kelly played in a few of these games. We'll sit down with Brian after this here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants on their bye this weekend. Next weekend, they're back in action at MetLife Stadium as they take on the Oakland Raiders. Well, the Giants have had some real battles in the NFC East over the years with the Cowboys, the Redskins, and even the Philadelphia Eagles. And Brian Kelly was a part of a very strong Giants defense during the 70s that had a lot of frustration. This week, Brian Kelly, our focus in our legacy interview.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence, and myself, you know, we were the crunch bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. Lawrence was on one side, Brad was on the other side, Brian was next to me, and you just felt like you could just smack people around. When the offense broke the huddle, and you could see the fear in their eyes, I'd never been a part of a group that demanded so much respect than that group, especially those linebackers.
Tell me about the crunch bunch, how that all came about.
That became about 1981 when, you know, the four of us got together, and we had talked about putting a poster together with the four of us. So we came up with the idea saying, why don't we do it on like a John Deere tractor? And we decided to do that. So let's call it the Crunch Bunch, you know? And that's how it originated and started, the name Crunch Bunch and stuff, through this poster that we did.
Say still Crunch Bunch, people know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I guess it's still around and stuff. But people still, when I'm go places to sign autographs and stuff like that, the first thing they say, you know, I used to have that poster of you and Brad and Harry and LT up in my room and everything like that. Some of them still have it.
The Crunch Bunch.
With one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Giants entered the 1981 season, hoping to end an 18-year playoff drought.
In 81, Phil started the season, got off to a slow start, then he got hurt. I think it came against Washington.
And then Scott Bruner came
in. Bruner comes in, and you guys go on this run.
Does a fantastic job, yeah. Did a fantastic job. But I give him a lot of credit, but I mean, to be flat honest with you, it was our freaking defense. Our defense was playing outstanding. We were the best defense in the league by far.
You got to win the last game of the regular season, plus you need a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. But first you have to win your game, which was on a Saturday. You play the Dallas Cowboys in Giants Stadium. You're in white, forcing them to wear their blue. And Dinello keeps missing kick after kick after kick.
You know, you're playing against those guys, and then you get the opportunities. I mean, we had one opportunity, I think, at the end of the game that Dinello missed. Then Dallas got the ball in the overtime, and I think they got it on the 20, and then they tried to throw a pass. And Byron Hunt, I think, made the interception. And then Joe Dinello came in and kicked it.
The snap. Here's the boot. Good! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants win!
It was sort of satisfying to know that, you know, we'd finally made the playoffs and the Giant fans didn't have to wait any longer. So it was not only a pleasure, I think, for us, but it was also gratifying to know that the fans are happy, you know, finally, that we're finally going to a playoff.
Philadelphia was favored in that playoff game. Dick Vermeil was the head coach, and mm-hmm. they had a really good football team. I think the year before they had been to the Super Bowl. Not a lot of people gave you guys a shot. What was it like in the locker room before the game down there in Philadelphia?
Oh, we knew we could beat them. There was no doubt in our minds we could beat the Eagles. That wasn't even a question because we were playing good ball. We knew it. We knew we could beat. We knew we had them. Stuff, and we did. And they knew it too. We wanted to extend the season. We wanted to go farther.
Complete touchdown, Molly. Molly caught the seam. He ran a perfect route.
You know, we knew we weren't favored, but we didn't care. We knew we could win that game, and we knew our offense was clicking on all cylinders, and Scott was playing good ball.
Free ball. Giants have it in the end zone. Touchdown. Oh my lord.
We felt confident. We felt a lot of confidence. And like I said, when you're playing well, you get that confidence going. You know you can beat them, and we did.
That's Brian Kelly in our legacy interview. Last Monday night when the Giants played host to the Minnesota Vikings, they also hosted a very special young man, Pedro Garcia of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the Make-A-Wish program.
Hey, Jerome.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Nice to see you. Welcome. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, huh? A Giant fan. Great. You came at the right time, huh, Mom? How are you?
Yes, I'm good.
Nice to see you. Glad you're here. Let's see. You like Cruz, you like Manning, right? That's it. Everybody likes Cruz and Manning. They're no different than anybody else.
A year ago right now, Paige was in the hospital. He'd missed the whole month of school in October, so to be here this year, have him healthy, and to be with his favorite team, who he's loved for years, is a dream come true.
You run a pass, Pedro?
See your hands.
You want a touchdown? You got a touchdown dance ready? Ooh.
Yeah, touchdown dance ready. Start here, I'm down this side
here. Go up. Kind of post it right through that cone, all right? I'll hit you as you do your touchdown dance, all right? Ready? Set. Hut.
Yeah. Is that a long
Madden.
Flight? That was a long flight, huh?
Playing Madden, you like Madden? Play with us all the time?
Yeah.
You be on the sauce, don't you?
I see you do it. I know you be doing the salsa at home.
Don't put no pressure on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's right.
There we go.
You
take a picture?
Yeah, oh, please. Thank you.
It's unbelievable. It's like you can't believe that you're actually here. It's just all such a rush.
This is our friend Pedro Garcia from
Sioux
Falls, South Dakota. Despite his location in this world, he's a New York Giant fan.
All right.
Play the Minnesota Vikings.
All right.
All yours, buddy.
Well, I came here from South Dakota, and despite being by Minnesota, I want to come back with Giants wins.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Pedro's wish has been granted. Please join us in wishing Pedro and his family all the best as he courageously tackles his disease.
Great job. Here we go.
Here we go, Pedro.
Pedro.
Pedro. Pedro.
Pedro.
Well, let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team.
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
Pedro brought a lot of inspiration to the Giants, and he saw Big Blue get their first win of the season. When we come back, we'll tell you about the top five plays of the first half of the season as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants wrapping up the first half of their season here in Philadelphia against the Eagles, so we decided to put together a little list for you. The top five plays of the first half of the season.
At number five, Ryan Mundy picks off Tony Romo and takes it back 91 yards.
Romo audibilizes, takes the snap. Giants bring four, throws one left, deflected and intercepted. Ryan Mundy running with it. He needs a block on Romo. Cuts back to his right to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Down at the 1.
At number four, Eli Manning looks deep for Victor Cruz, 70 yards for the touchdown. Time to salsa.
Will they get the playoff? They do before the two-minute warning. Manning's under pressure again. He's going to keep one downfield. Pass the defense is Cruz, who's got it at the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 70 yards. Salsa time and Big D. Victor Cruz with another.
At number three, Terrell Thomas tracks down Matt Barkley, strips the football, Jaquan Williams with the recovery.
Barkley in the shotgun. Cooper comes around. Barkley's going to keep it. Going to settle. He's under pressure. Being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. And did the Giants get it? They're saying Giant ball.
At number two, Eli Manning looks for Reuben Randall. He goes up and gets it, taking it away from the defender.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Sidearms one left sideline, and it's caught for the touchdown by Reuben Randall. Jumped right over the defender, Chris Cook. It's 24 yards, and the Giants are back in front.
And that's the Reuben Randall that we saw in training camp. Great body control and ball skills. He goes up, quiets his body, and takes the ball out of the air.
And at number one, the Giants apply the pressure, and Antre Roll finishes the play with this one-handed interception.
Play fake, Freeman back to throw, under pressure, heaves it downfield, intercepted by Roll at the 5. Runs left to the 15, cuts right back to the 20, looking for a block up to the 30, chased by Jennings, and dragged down there. Those are the top five plays from the first half of the season. Now, obviously, they're exciting plays. We only put exciting stuff each week when we bring you Sideline Jam. Let's pump up the music.
Toe Giants. I never fear death or dying. I only fear
Little sideline jam this week here on Giants Access Blue. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants in the community as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. One of the real cool programs in the NFL is the Hometown Huddle, and the Giants made a special trip to New Jersey.
We received a gift of $25,000 from the NFL and the New York Giants to install the state-of-the-art system.
How you guys doing today?
We're here at Tenafly Middle School, helping kids get active, trying to teach them to play 60 model, you know, get outside, be active. Got some new equipment for them.
Ready? One, two, three.
Ready.
Yay!
Okay, this is Marcus Ball. This is a strength and conditioning coach for the New York Giants. And he is going to help you guys go through some of the program that we have here for you today.
Well, let me first start off by saying thank you for allowing us to come out today and to be a part of this event.
This started with our partnership with the American Heart Association and our commitment to the Play 60 Challenge. And the students who worked out today were the 24 students who wrote essays about the impact 60 minutes of physical activity a day made on their lives.
Yes, there you go.
They got a flex. Right there, you feeling it yet?
It's great, you know what I mean? As a professional athlete, we're blessed, so it's always good to give back, and especially in a role of Play 60, getting kids to be active. BC is big for kids these days, so I think it's really good that Tenafly has taken a great measure to get kids active.
Come down slow. All right, there you go. That's how you do it.
Growing up, we didn't have the facilities like this, a weight room growing up. So the fact that we can come here and provide a weight room and just training exercises to the kids is really good. So now we're going to have a little talk for a minute with about the heart rate. Physically, they want to stay in good shape, take care of their bodies, and I think this is a great stepping stone for them. And again, it just makes me happy that I was able to be a part of it.
Boom.
As professional athletes and from our area, they really look up to the players as role models, and they couldn't think of a better way to learn how to use the equipment than to have the strength and conditioning coach and the players there to guide them.
One, two, three.
Play 60!
That's the Hometown Huddle. And you know, sometimes it's hard to tell if the players have more fun than even the kids. It's really a great event. Time to shift gears for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So we're through the first eight games of the season. It has not gone the way the Giants would have planned because they always start fast. But this is a team that has dealt with a lot of adversity this year. And the one component about this football team, as you think about the second half of the season, is the fact that they stayed together. Despite that 0-6 start, this team never fractured. And that speaks to head coach Tom Coughlin and his staff, and also to the leadership within that locker room, the players themselves. They did a wonderful job of kind of keeping this thing going in the right direction and pushing forward. And when you have guys like Antrell Roll and Eli Manning and Justin Tuck and David Deal, these are guys that have won championships. These are guys that understand what it takes to be successful in the National Football League and what it means to compete each and every week. And as long as the Giants have that type of core, the second half of the season looks promising for the Big Blue. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us again next Saturday night for another edition of Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.